Dr. Call said one of your points was that in 60 years, there have only been 9 countries that violated the non-proliferation, or, you know, we've only gone nuclear. 9 countries have gone nuclear. Already we have not only the 3 countries that both of you mentioned, Egypt, Turkey, and Saudi Arabia, but also Algeria, Bahrain, and United Arab Emirates, all signatories to the NPT, have all announced nuclear programs. Pakistan is now building 2 more heavy water plutonium processing plants, a second chemical processing plant. So within the context, you know, the 9 countries are within the context of the U.S.-Soviet competition. Now we're within the context of the Middle East and the Sunni-Shia ferocity. So my question is, doesn't that change the likelihood of more countries getting nukes?
You know, it could, although I think we have to be very careful. I mean, one of the countries you mentioned was the UAE, and we should hope that every country in the world develops its nuclear program along with the UAE, the way the UAE has, because the UAE, through its 1-2-3 agreement with the United States, has given up the right to domestic enrichment.